The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Everybody's favorite Israel media maven is Rolene Marks. Rolene, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good, thanks. And you, Benj, do you say that to all the Israel mavens or just me?
Just the ones I like. Just the ones I like. tell us, we have a normalization update. What's been going on?
Well, let's take a look at what has been happening. And, of course, business deal after business deal between Israel and the United Emirates. But what is also very interesting now is to start seeing the exchanges in the media. And there's a lovely article by Nur Nunu. She is a member of the Jewish community in Bahrain, and she says shalom and welcome to the Bahrain. And she speaks about the tolerance and the diversity and the acceptance and what it's like for Jews in the Bahrain. It's a very, very positive move. You know, it's all very well when leaders talk, but once you start getting the people and the media and everybody involved, then we know we're in for a hot or a very warm piece. And if you follow the pop culture, which I, of course, do, a little bit of an addict, the Nunu family, which features Misha Nunu, the famed designer, and she's friends with Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex. It's that family. So read Huda Nunu's article. It's called Shalom and Welcome to Bahrain. And she speaks about the tolerance there, and she speaks about being the first ambassador of the Bahrain that is female to the US. So very, very good things indeed. There's also a very interesting article in the Times of Israel as well from the man they call the son of Hamas, and he's written about you know, what Palestinians should be doing to take a significant step towards peace. So, you know, one thing we have to take into account is that the region is changing. It's changing rapidly. We are seeing the fruits of this on a daily basis. We're now even starting to hear from Iraqis who are watching what is happening between Israel and other member states of the region. And they've also starting to vocalize. They're also curious about what Israeli tech and Israeli know-how and expertise can do for that country. So while it may not be braiding each other's hair and singing Kumbaya all the time, there is a growing recognition that Israel is part of the solution and not part of the problem.
Yeah, that's fantastic and good to hear. I believe there's about 36 Jews in Bahrain, of which about 20 are non-Jews. So it's, you everywhere, they keep it in the family over there. Less on the positive side, Ro, unfortunately, a COVID update in Israel. What's going on there?
Well, it does look a little bit more positive than it has been for a while, and that is our infection numbers are coming down. We've just got news in that Haredi rabbi, very, very prominent ultra-Orthodox rabbi, Chaim Kanievsky, 92 years old, has actually recovered from the coronavirus, which is good news, I suppose. And what we are starting to see is that plans are underway to start opening more bits of Israeli economy. And very importantly, the schools next week. Education Minister Yoav Gallant has announced that he has revised his plan. So what will happen is that grades 1 to 2 will go to school 4 times a week, and grades 3 to 4 will attend classes 4 times days a week, which is down from the initial 5. And this plan will be tried out for 2 weeks. Very important, because I think one of the groups really, really struggling to cope are our children. It's been a big disruption to their routines, to social norms, to their learning, of course. And we're starting to see this stabilize, as well as businesses like driving instructors, beauticians, hairdressers will start to be operational from Sunday. Very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Ro, the next story that you have here, very interesting. I can only say that it's Nas, high five.
Okay, well, let's talk about Nas, and let's give a high five to Nas, especially since it links in with another story that put on the list, and that is that the Ministry of Strategic Affairs here in Israel have exposed 170 Palestinian bots. These are, for people who maybe are not familiar with bots, these are robots with Twitter profiles, and they push a particular agenda. But let's talk about NAS, because a video has been circulating. I know it's up on my Facebook page and a few others, about how he has exposed Al Jazeera's strategy or campaign to try and undermine his work. So for those of you who don't know, Naz Daily is a Arab-Israeli. Sometimes he identifies as Palestinian. And he's been speaking a lot about Israel over the years, trying to bring the truth out to the masses. He now lives in Singapore, and he has a company called Naz Academy, which basically teaches people how to be, you know, big schmoozers and much more social media proficient. And Al Jazeera put forward an expose accusing him of being paid or being in the back pocket of the Israeli company. I mean, Alava, Benji, you and I should receive these mysterious salaries that we keep being accused of having, because I know myself, I'm sure you and many others have also been accused of being on the payroll. Alava, we should have that. And what Naz has done in return is he has exposed the hypocrisy of Al Jazeera, saying they speak one language to the Arab street, you know, using language and speaking in Arabic and taking advantage of the fact that many people don't speak Arabic to push their anti-Israel, anti-Jewish agenda, which sometimes also involves downplaying the Holocaust or Holocaust denial, while saying something completely different on English-speaking channels. It's actually fascinating. It's a great study in manipulation and strategy. He speaks about them being funded by a small, very, very wealthy country. We know who that is, and that when you've got unlimited money, you can do whatever social media campaign you want to. So it's worth watching, because very often, and especially the younger generation, buy whatever information they get off social media. And what I mean by that is they believe whatever information they see on social media. So people out there, don't use Twitter as your news source. Go straight to the publications, go straight to the sources. If it's a story that involves Israel, like last week's issue with Saeb Erekat prematurely being broadcast that he died, where now he has actually in fact stabilized in critical but stable condition, if it affects Israel, go straight to multiple Israel sources and get the facts on the ground.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Like, the Ministry of Strategic Affairs story was interesting, because they had all these bots and they, you know, they were spreading this information a la Gupta style. But the comment from the ministry was that, you know, this is not a very sophisticated campaign. It's some bots. It's fairly cheap. And you can see the sort of two sides of the anti-Israel campaign. The one is the sort of like bot type thing and spreading propaganda, and the other one is the much more sophisticated Al Jazeera type, as you say, English Arabic thing for affecting people in the public sphere. So I think it is very interesting how those two stories of Naz Daily and the Ministry of Strategic Affairs have very come together. But I have to say, Ro, that you have upset me deeply, 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 because the introduction to that story had nothing to do with Naz Daily or the Ministry of Strategic Affairs. That was my very favorite, best Borat impersonation, which apparently, you know, went straight over your head.
It did go straight over my head, because I have to make a confession to you. I have not seen either Borat movie.
Now, this doesn't mean I don't like
Sacha Baron Cohen. In fact, I think he's probably one of the smartest men on the planet at the moment. You know, I just have an issue with his, like, passing Hebrew off as Kazakh. It's like, the jig is up, dude. Those of us who can speak Hebrew know that you're saying, when you say Nachon, it's not Kazakh, but in fact Hebrew. I'm going to need lessons, Ben. You're going to have to educate me on the best Borat impersonations out there.
Okay, well, and I feel a bit better now because I'm famous for my Borat impersonations, and I thought, well, what am I doing wrong? So indeed, as you say, in the Borat movies, he has been using Hebrew, and people don't really know. And it's become a sort of interesting thing that this Jewish guy has become apparently a bit of a Kazakhstani tourism supporter, because even the Kazakhstani Tourism Authority has now started a tourism campaign called Kazakhstan. It's nice. So, yeah, very, very interesting.
Okay, we give it up for the Kazakhstan Tourism Board, because that is recognizing smart marketing when it literally falls into your lap. But I do have to say that Sacha Baron Cohen is a rare genius in how he manages to communicate his point. He has spoken and been quite vocal about social media and platforms like Facebook and their spreading of anti-Semitism. And while I haven't seen the movie, and I invite you, Benji, to do your best Borat impressions and leave me a summary of the movie a la Borat, I do understand that it's his very, very, very slick and clever way of getting the message across that anti-Semitism is spreading and exposing the hypocrisy for what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone coming here on Telegram saying, but Rolene, it's funny, the movie. And there's even Bulgarian as well this time. That's from Hamaor. Thank you for sending that in. And if you want to watch a decent Sacha Baron Cohen movie, you need to go watch The Trial of the Chicago 7 on Netflix. Fantastic movie. And Sacha Baron Cohen in a very serious role, doing very, very well. So worth watching there as well. Rolene, go watch some Netflix or Apple Prime or whatever it is. Go watch your Borat. And we'll chat to you again soon.
We'll speak soon, Benj.